This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week, brushing off calls for restraint from allies. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack, leaving the region bracing for further escalation after months of fighting in Gaza. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Iran's weekend attack against Israel has spurred a flurry of bipartisan legislative action in the U.S. Congress, uniting lawmakers against Iran, even as the risk of a larger regional war looms. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Several measures introduced and passed in the House and Senate seek to both publicly condemn and punish Iran financially. Lawmakers have denounced Iran's actions, which came in response to a suspected Israeli strike weeks earlier on an Iranian consular building in Syria that killed two Iranian generals. The swift bipartisan condemnation of Iran has put on sharp display the durability of American support for Israel, even amid growing partisan division over how the country is handling its war with Hamas. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba on the sidelines of the G7 meetings in Capri, Italy, Thursday to discuss military aid for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Blinken told reporters it is urgent for the friends and supporters of Ukraine to help defend itself.
And in particular for the United States, that means passing the supplemental, the extra budget request that the president has made for Ukraine, that we now hope will be before the House this weekend. And I would just remind the profound stakes that the United States as in Ukraine's success. If Putin is allowed to proceed with impunity, we know he won't stop at Ukraine.
Kuleba said overnight drone and missile attacks across much of Ukraine highlight Ukraine's need for additional air defenses. This is VOA News. Chad's Prime Minister Success Masra launched his bid for the presidency Wednesday after his main opposition rival accused him of collaborating with military leader Mahamat Idriss Deby. The election has a number of other issues of concern, as Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The first round of an election meant to end 3 years of military rule is expected to take place on May 6th. Chad's interim leader Mahamat Idriss Deby seized power in 2021. Following the battlefield death of his long-ruling father, Idriss Deby. Masra had been one of the elder Deby's fiercest critics. He went into exile after dozens of his supporters were killed during clashes with the younger Deby's security forces. However, he has been consistently criticized by opposition figures since returning to Chad at Deby's invitation last year and being appointed as his prime minister. Deby is also standing and announced his candidacy days after another opposition politician, Yaya Dillo, was killed in an exchange of gunfire with security forces.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Speaking in Tokyo Thursday, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, called for major reforms to the United Nations Security Council. Thomas-Greenfield, on an Asian tour that included a stop in South Korea earlier this week, addressed an event at Tokyo's National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies. She said the Security Council and the U.N. as a whole need reform, as the realities of 70 years ago, when the institution was founded, do not reflect the realities of today.
Where we have 193 members of the Security Council, where Africa does not have a permanent seat, Latin America does not have a permanent seat, and other countries around the world and other regions are not represented in a significant way in the council.
The U.S. UN ambassador said she's discussed Security Council reforms with other permanent members of the council. Less than 6 months after the worst mass shooting in the state's history, lawmakers in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine have approved sweeping gun legislation. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
State lawmakers have approved background checks on private gun sales, a 72-hour waiting period for gun purchases, a ban on bump stocks that can transform a weapon into a machine gun, and criminalizing gun sales to people not allowed to own guns. The legislation, approved early Thursday morning, also funds violence prevention and opens a mental health crisis receiving center in Lewiston, where on October 25th, an Army reservist opened fire, killing 18 people and wounding 13 before killing himself. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more on these and other stories 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.